All right, it's Monday morning. It's 7:40. This is the time every week that we do our Made in Michigan Monday segment. We've talked about all kinds of different products and gadgets and all sorts of things from around Michigan, and we don't exclude books. In fact, joining us right now is an author from the west side of the state, retired Army colonel, and he's got a new book out now that's set in Frankfort, Michigan, John Wormlinger. Colonel, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul, and thanks for having me on this morning. It's a real pleasure.
How did you get started with your writing career anyway?
Well, the year was 2012, and I had decided that it was time for me to retire. And I was looking for something to do, something to occupy my time. I really enjoy the game of golf, but my wife said, I've seen you play golf, and... I can't believe that's going to be what entertains you. She said, "Why don't you pick up your writing again?" And so I did, and it took me 4 years to get that first book out, and to get it right. There was a lot of learning that took place during that curve, but since then, it's been almost a book a year, and it's just something that I truly enjoyed doing, first of all, and then second of all, I think I have a message that I want to convey to those folks that pick up my books and read them, and so I write about what I know, and what I know is the military and our great veterans in this country, and so all of my books have as their basis a veteran who is the hero of each book. And then each book tries to address an issue that our veterans face as they return back home, especially from combat tours.
Wow, that's pretty cool. The Widow and the Warrior, this is set in Frankfort. Did you have any idea how timely this book would be when you started writing it?
This book took me quite a bit longer than a year to get out. It was almost 20 months from the time the seed started to form in my head until the book was ready to go last month. And I saw some relevancy at the time that I started this, but I had absolutely no idea that it was going to be as relevant as it is here in 2020. That's just something that developed as the country developed over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you can certainly see the writing on the wall, so to speak, as you started writing this book. Tell us a little bit about what the book is about.
The book is it needed a historical background. There's a family curse that's involved in the book, and that needed some history. And so as I looked, what I'm trying to do, Paul, is I'm trying to work my way up the Northwest Corridor of Michigan.
Ah.
So I started with a book in a place called Little Point Sauble, which is about 30 miles south of Ludington. Then I progressed to Onekama, which is the village that I live in, and that's where Before the Snow Flies is set. And for a book that needed this historical background, Frankfort was the logical choice for the setting of this book.
Yeah.
And it that history forms the basis of the family curse. And then the rest of the story involves a woman by the name of Anna Shane. She is the national political editor for the Washington Post. And for the last 25 or so years, she has been a distant daughter. She grew up in Frankfort. She left to go to college, and she's returned seldomly. Her mother is still there, but her mother and her have had a rather mundane, infrequent communication over the years. And her mother's life is amazingly different than what Anna remembered it as being. And the book begins as she is called home for the very sudden death of her mother. Mm. And from there, it evolves into a book that surrounds the two oldest motives in the world for murder, power and greed. And there's a greedy relative and a secret society that are involved in the remainder of the plot. And my wife constantly reminds me, be careful that you don't give away the ending.
So, no spoilers here.
We'll stop right there.
Yeah, you got to read it to find out how it ends. What a clever idea to work your way through the Northwest corridor of the state. That's a great idea. Where's the next book going to be?
Book number five is going to be entitled, at this point, it's really early to be forecasting titles because I haven't even started to put pen to paper on book five yet. But the idea is swirling. And it's going to be entitled Emails from Empire. It's going to be set in the village of Empire, and it's going to involve an Army Command Sergeant Major who will suddenly receive a disturbing email from his wife, who is in Empire, and she's going to be telling him that it's time for him to come home, that she has a terminal illness, and their daughter, who is in Empire with the mother, he's going to need to come back home and to finish raising their daughter. Again, it will involve a veteran. It will involve a theme that concerns our veterans, our military, and the theme in this book will be the stresses of family separations that are caused by military tours.
What kind of feedback do you get from veterans who read your books, John?
I get really positive feedback from a lot of my readers. My books are all available on Amazon, and I'd invite your listeners to go to Amazon and to check me out. Either enter my name or enter any of the names of my books, and you can read reviews there. But I think the consistent thing among the reviewers is that they like the reality that my books are grounded in. I tell people when I talk to them about my reading, or writing, that I have a good imagination, but I don't have a great imagination. So I can't write books like J.K. Rowling's writes that establish mysterious worlds where animals have magical powers and humans have superhuman powers. My imagination doesn't work that way. My imagination is grounded in the reality of what I know, and that's having spent 27 years in the Army and really grown as an adult there, and so that's what I write about, and I think I do a pretty good job of bringing that home to the reader. So I've dealt with the subjects of PTSD. I've dealt with the subjects of the vagaries of military justice. I've dealt with the subject of suicides in this country, and in particular, the high rate of suicides among our military and our veterans. And now the widow and the warrior deals with the issue of vigilante justice. Mm-hmm. And the fifth book will deal with the issue of family separations.
Must be kind of fun to set these books in places you know, too.
Again, it goes back to my imagination.
Right.
But I don't live in these places, and so the advantage is that because I'm in Onekama, right on the M-22 corridor, it's a quick drive to get there. To sit down with a restaurant owner and pick their brain about the town that their business operates in, or to talk to a high school student about where they go to school, what that school's like. A little bit of research is involved, but that's part of the fun of starting the project, and then the next step, of course, is to put pen to paper and start to write the book.
Absolutely. The newest book, the fourth one by John, and by the way, I mispronounced your name. I threw an R in there for some reason. John Wemlinger, The Widow and the Warrior. Check it out on Amazon. And we look forward to your fifth book when you put pen to paper before too much longer. John, great talking to you. Thanks so much for your service, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.